I think that people need to recognize that they are going to see the benefit of this in their own pocketbooks. For example, those who are on unemployment right now will see an increase in their unemployment checks. It was extended as well, so they can get an extra 7 weeks of unemployment, up to 79 weeks total. Those who may be eligible for food assistance during this really tough time, we want to make sure that they sign up. Those who've got homes that are leaking cold air, they can be eligible for weatherization. 219 homes in the UP will be eligible. People who are making less than $75,000 a year will see a tax cut in their paychecks starting this month. Those who are senior citizens who are on Social Security or those who are on disability will see a check for $250 in the mail between May and June of this year. So there's a whole lot in here for everyday citizens, and particularly for those in the UP too.
Through the funding package, major projects in terms of road construction are getting underway this summer in Marquette County. How important is it for Michigan's infrastructure to get our roads fixed?
We obviously have to get the roads fixed, and there is there's no other long-term strategy to the health of a state than having its gray infrastructure, that's the roads and bridges, in good condition. Because if we are transporting items, if we are part of commerce, we have to make sure that the roads are in such condition that people will want to drive on them and come back. So, part of the Recovery Act allows us to invest $873 million in repairing our roads and our bridges. It's not enough. We need more. We've asked the legislature to also shore up the funding, particularly giving local communities the ability to fill their potholes and maintain them. But for us in Michigan, this is a very good start.
Here is the Marquette Arts Center and the Peter White Public Library. Arts is something that's getting talked about a little bit. Is that something that you're looking to strive to get maybe some more funding to get some of the arts programs maintained? Or what's your hope on that?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to maintain all of the funding that we've been able to maintain over the past decade. But unfortunately, in this budget, it's very, very tough for the arts. We got a little bit of money in the Recovery Act for the arts, but it's not going to be enough for what people are used to. I hope that local communities will support the arts. I encourage people to donate to the art institutions that they love dearly while we get through this very tough time. Hopefully we'll be able to get back to a more normal level of funding, but unfortunately we just don't have money for all the very worthy programs there are.
We've talked about before with education and higher education in particular, the role of the funding in that package with the recovery of the state.
Yeah, in K through 12 and higher education are going to get $2.2 billion from this effort. A lot of the K through 12 money is going to go to districts that have kids who are on free or reduced lunches or have special education needs. In higher education, we have to hold them harmless to the level that they were at in 2006. So it enables us to make sure as a state we don't lay off teachers, that we are able to ensure that kids get a good college education. There's money in here for Pell Grants. There's money in here for tax credits for those who are paying money out for tuition. So all of that is good for citizens as we move toward our goal of doubling the number of college graduates.